Hi, my name is Neeraj and I work with Microsoft SQL Server support team. This presentation is a continuation of SQL Server high CPU percentage part 1. In part 1, we covered how to detect and resolve high CPU usage by SQL Server due to excessive query compilation and unnecessary recompilation. In part 2, we will look at other possible causes, and more specifically, we'll be looking at inefficient query plans, intra-query parallelism, and high CPU caused due to excessive cache lookup time. Certain types of query plan operators are more CPU intensive than others. Just by their nature, the hash operator and sort operator scan are CPU driven. The most significant input the optimizer uses in evaluating the cost of various alternative query plans is the cardinality estimates for each operator, which you can see in show plan in the column values of estimate rows and estimate executions. Without accurate cardinality estimates, which is the primary input used in optimization, many times the final plan will be flawed as well. So how does one go about detecting this particular cause? You could select the performance monitor object, access methods, and the specific counters would be work files which are related to hash joins and hash aggregates, work tables created per second used to store query spool, lob variables, XML variables, and cursor related information. The following query against the DMExec query stats is also an efficient way to determine which query is using the most cumulative CPU. Let's take a quick look at a sample query. As we can see from this query, we're basically concerned with the total worker time information from the DMExec stats DMB, and we have ordered the output in a descending order of CPU total worker time. So let's go ahead and run this query. As we can see in this output, from my current workload on this instance, we see one of the procedures over here, which is showing up as one with the highest CPU. Now, we could also run another way of looking up the query plan information to check specifically for sort and hash operations would be to query the DMExec query plan DMB. You could run a sample query like this and look for the specific operators like sort and hash match. So for example, if I were to run this query, I would get an output like this, and one could further drill down depending on the results that one gets. You could also pick up the show plan XML and look through the various attributes that can help you narrow down on that particular plan. For example, you could look up the missing indexes on the show plan XML and try and find out if those missing indexes can reduce or alter the plan of this specific query. So we'll now be going back to the slide. So one of the ways in which inefficient query plans or query plans that you've identified as being more CPU driven, to go about trying to optimize those queries, you could run the queries through DTA for recommendations. DTA stands for Database Tuning Advisor, which provides index and statistics recommendations which may help the query in bringing down the cost of CPU. Having identified the queries, you could also look up the tables being referenced by the query and check for these statistics and update them. At times, the statistics on certain queries would be updated, and it is possible that due to the query constructs being used, the cardinality estimates are not used by the SQL optimizer. For example, cardinality cannot be estimated accurately when one is using table variables. So an alternative is to use temporary tables in those situations. One of the last resorts would be for the query to use hints that could alter the physical operators that it has chosen and the physical operators like hash and sort. If there are ways to provide alternative routes for the query by providing hints, you can avoid the hash or the sort operations. So query hints is another way of handling such queries. If the query's cost exceeds the value specified in the cost threshold of parallelism option and parallelism is not disabled, the optimizer attempts to generate a plan that can run in parallel. A parallel query plan uses multiple threads to process the query, with each thread distributed across the available CPUs and concurrently utilizing CPU time from each processor. The maximum degree of parallelism can be limited to server-wide by using max degree of parallelism SP configure option. A parallel query typically uses similar but slightly higher amount of CPU time as compared to the corresponding serial execution plan, but it does so in a shorter amount of time. Running with a parallel plan is not inherently bad and should provide the fastest response time for that query. However, the response time for a given query must be weighed against the overall throughput and responsiveness of the rest of the queries on the system. Parallel queries are generally best suited to batch processing and decision support workloads and might be useful and might not be useful in transaction processing environment. You can determine whether an active request are running in parallel for a given session by using the following query. As you can see, we are querying the DMExec request and joining it to the DMExec sessions to get the sessions which may have spawned or which may be making use of more than one thread, essentially trying to identify queries which are making use of parallelism at that particular time. With the output of this query, you can retrieve the text of the query being used from the DMExec SQL text and then subsequently get a plan by using the DMExec cache plan. Another way of detecting a parallel query would be a scenario where a query can use more CPU time than the actual elapsed time or the total duration of that query. You could also use the query shown on this slide, where we are looking up the information from DMExec query stats to look for specific queries where total worker time, which is the CPU time of the query, is greater than total elapsed time. So this is another way in which you could identify queries which may have run in parallel. Besides the DMV, DMExec query stats, if you had a profiler trace collected from the time of the issue, you could also import those traces into a table and then look for specific event classes pertaining to RPC completed and SQL batch completed, and then compare the CPU column values to the duration values for those specific events. As you can see, the query shown here on this slide, we are looking for a specific event class of 10 and 12, which represents the RPC completed and SQL batch completed, and we are looking for column values where CPU is greater than the duration spent by that particular RPC call or the batch. And yet another way would be to query the imported traces and query the show plan events to check if they have any parallelism operators in them. So you could actually query the imported traces and check if the text data column has a string of parallelism in there. Having identified those queries and the query plans which have made use of parallelism, you could improve on those queries by feeding them to the Database Engine Tuning Advisor and looking out for any index or possible statistics recommendations. If you have the plan handy, the query plan, you could also check the specific values that you see from the actual versus estimated cardinalities, because the cardinality estimates are the primary factor in estimating the cost of the query. If you do see that the cardinality estimates are off, you would then check on the specific physical operators and see if you're using certain query constructs which are not allowing the SQL optimizer to get more accurate cardinality estimates. While still looking at the query plan, you could also check the query plan's warning column for any missing stats entries. This can help you understand if there could be any missing indexes which could be created and which might help the query. Another way, of course, would be to verify if the stats are most recent and if they're accurate. If they're not, consider updating the stats on those specific objects being referenced by the query. Now, as mentioned earlier, certain queries can use constructs which do not allow the optimizer to accurately estimate the cardinality. As covered earlier, certain queries may use constructs which do not allow the optimizer to get accurate cardinality estimates. Besides the table variable, constructs such as multi-statement table-valued functions, CLR functions, and TransactSQL variable comparisons in queries will hide or will not allow the optimizer to get proper cardinality estimates. TransactSQL statements which make comparisons or which have predicates that use parameters are okay. They would allow the optimizer to look up the cardinality estimates. One of the last resorts would be to reconsider rewriting the query in a more efficient fashion. We will now be covering the cause for high CPU, which can be caused due to excessive cache lookup time. If you have identified a high CPU issue, the first task is to determine whether CPU cycles are being used by query execution. Remember that you can use the DMV DMExec query stats to find the expensive queries. If the CPU time is not being spent on query execution, the next most common cause is excessive query compilation, as we had discussed earlier. If the plan cache hit ratio is high and you do not feel that query compile time is the cause of the problem, you can run this query to check whether an excessively long hash chain is slowing down cache lookups for one of the most frequently used queries. From the output of this query, DMOS memory cache hash tables, you can specifically look for buckets underscore max length column, which show up as having dozens of entries. You can also check the buckets average scan hit length and average scan miss length columns, where typical cache lookup is turning expensive due to examining more than 20 entries or more than 2 or 3 dozen entries. So this DMV would help us understand if the high CPU is not caused due to runtime or execution time CPU usage or high compilation CPU usage. This scenario is extremely rare, but if you have ruled out the other possible causes, this is one place you may want to check. If the output from DM, OS, memory, cache, hash tables confirms that cache lookup times may be contributing to the high CPU time, you can then check the DM exec cache plans to find out if the buckets are overpopulated. If the plans in these buckets are variation on the same query, there is a possibility that the queries are not being parameterized. As we had already covered in the part 1 of high CPU session, there are ways in which you can identify such queries and then explicitly parameterize them from the application to avoid such kind of situations. And here I've given a few MSDN links which you can refer for details. And that ends this part 2 series on high CPU issues caused by SQL. Please feel free to post your questions, feedback, and suggestions. Thank you, everyone, and have a great day ahead.